It's a Monday. It's time for the Next Level Podcast. You know, this is a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. Ridgeview competes in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League and has been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995. Of 12 state championships and 13 state runners-up. Learn more about our athletic department at ridgeviewsports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. It's post-spring break. We're back in the building here at Ridgeview High School. I'm Brian Rosefield, the athletic director here at Ridgeview High School, joined as always, not always, we're rotating. This podcast has been growing and booming, but I'm joined by Charles Proctor, our boys track coach.
What's going on, everybody? Good to be back.
CP, I'll be honest with you. I talked to you on Monday of spring break. You already look rested. You look great. I mean, I mean that in all sincerity. You look great.
Look, I appreciate it. Look here. I was able to do so much that had absolutely nothing to do with View County sports. As much as I love View County and our track program, I was able to really look. I was able to dive into the honey-do list that I told you I was going to have. I was able to see, we were able to go see Creed.
Whoa.
That was a nice little date night there. Took the kids to Fayetteville to see my parents. So, oh yeah, man, it was a very much needed break away from sports.
Now, podcast listeners, you already noticed he talked about the honey-do list, but he specifically mentioned one of those items last week on this episode, the basketball goal, CP. What happened with the basketball goal?
The basketball goal is in the same place that it was at before we left break. I didn't touch it. Okay. I had a day planned out to where I was going to mess with the goal. And, yeah, it just didn't go that way, man. Look, yeah, it just didn't happen. And I was okay with it not happening.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe when's our next break? That might be the next time I worry about the goal.
Checking the calendar here. Yeah, no, listen, you have a lot going on. You're in the middle of track season, and you're entering, as you said, your championship season here.
Yes, most definitely.
So I know that basketball goal will get done, but just wanted to, you know, inquiring minds and inquiring podcast listeners wanted to know. So, I ask hard questions. And,
yeah, y'all, look, the goal is still in the same. Matter of fact, I think my grass is dead wherever the goal is at because it has not moved.
Sounds like you're human, Charles Proctor, and I know it's going to get done eventually. But we're back with you on a Monday here in the podcast studios. We're still looking for a name for the podcast studio too. Again, so as our listenership is growing, and it is growing. If you're a business or somebody wants to donate to have the naming rights to our podcast studios, we're more than welcome to that, but let us know. But please, again, leave a rating and review. We've seen some ratings and reviews come through. We appreciate you listening. And it's always great to hear from folks. Just I know, CP, you heard from somebody within the last few days about listening to the podcast. That's great. You know, we love to hear that feedback. But if you could let your social network, as it were, know, if you can help us grow a little bit, that would be great.
Retweet, repost, all of that good stuff.
That's right. That's right. What do you do on TikTok? Is there a re-TikTok? Is there a repost on TikTok?
I'd have to ask my kids. I have no clue.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's past my thing. I have no clue.
Okay. All right. That's understood. I'm the same way. I don't even know anything about TikTok, but we're learning around here. But CP, like I said, back in the podcast studio here on a Monday, talking about something that we talked about. It's been a couple of weeks, and we were thinking about this episode, having an episode talking about genuine interest in somebody else. So a genuine interest from a coach to a coach or an athletic staff member, maybe to an athletic staff member, a genuine interest from a coach to a student athlete, and then a genuine interest from a student athlete to a student athlete. And when we're talking about genuine interest, it's, are we really caring about who we're coming into contact with, or are we just showing up, going through the motions and saying, okay, in the case of a teammate to a teammate, it's like, okay, I don't want to be around you. I'll just go through this practice or I'll go through this athletic contest and I'm just going to go back home. And can we turn that into a genuine interest in them with their lives, what's going on outside their lives, outside of sport, outside of school, and realizing that, in my opinion, that the experience that we're all going to have if we have a genuine interest in somebody else, yep, the experience for both parties is just going to be raised.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's all about intentional bonding. And something that I don't think, as people just in general, we take into consideration enough. It's like you said, a lot of times, you know, we can just go through the motions. Like even a simple, how are you doing? Are we really asking? Do we really want to know how they're doing? Or is this something that you know, we've been programmed to say as, you know, of a nice greeting? So it goes back to just being real intentional with getting to know a person and, you know, not just you getting to know them, but you allowing them the space to get to know you. And that's one thing that I cherish about here at View County, just from a coaches to coaches perspective, that we do a very good job of, you know, is real intentional bonding, you know, outside of just being coaches. I think some of us have real relationships, friendships outside of just, you know, what we got going on in the building. And I think that just overflows into the athletic program. And a great example of that, I would say, would be the 2022 playoff run by our boys basketball team. Mm-hmm. And watching Coach Rod Sanders fill up a daggone bus, or the times that he didn't fill a bus, and they're carpooling to the away games and taking the whole baseball team. You know, that was intentional bonding. That was coaching players, you know, taking it amongst themselves to go out here and support their brothers.
And I think that's a great example. And for those that, if they go to ridgeviewsports.com, you can see our core values. We don't talk a lot about our core values publicly. We talk a lot about them within our department, but one of those core values being unity. And so what a beautiful example of unity, where a baseball program, by the way, is not going to practice.
Right.
They're going to pile on a bus and go. I remember that scene at Fort Mill High School last year. And you talk about that playoff. Oh my goodness. And they just come in and their presence was felt. And but that unifying moment for them to walk in, support our boys basketball team, and obviously our fans were all there, but to have our team support each other was so cool. And back to this idea of genuine interest, they were genuinely interested. You could feel the energy when they walked in the building. It was like, we are here to be heard. We were here to support our boys.
Oh yeah. And I mean, and it's, I think that is a key component to having successful athletic programs in at whatever level that you're at. And so, and then with the coaches, like for a prime example, for us, we share the stadium with soccer. I don't know if y'all know a lot about soccer, but they kick balls all over the daggone place, and they don't always go in the net. And track practice is going on, and they're running around a track. And so, you know, but in some programs, that can create a lot of issues. And this one, I think that it's, I don't believe that it creates issues in this one because of the communication, the lines of communication that are always open between coaches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're able to talk things through. We're able to schedule certain practices around different times to make sure that, you know, we all can get things done. And again, that comes from intentional bonding. We wouldn't be able to do that if we weren't open enough to sit down as, you know, as men and have these conversations of what each person needs and for their sport to be successful and to operate together like that.
You're right. It's such a pleasure to be able to work here at Ridgeview and watch y'all as coaches across all sports, because you're right. Like, our facilities, have beautiful facilities here at Ridgeview. We're very thankful for that. And also we bump into each other, seasons cross.
Yep.
I used to joke when I was coaching basketball, our gym is a basketball gym set up for volleyball, basketball, but also in the springtime when it's raining, it turns into an indoor track facility, indoor softball, baseball facility. So being able to come together and take, now I'm going to throw out another core value, ownership of our sport, and be able to reason things out with another coach out of respect. And also, again, I keep hammering this home, out of this genuine interest, like, hey, I want my team to perform well and get the practice time they need, but also, what do you need, coach? It's not about me. It's about us. What can we do to help raise the level of experience for everybody?
Most definitely. And again, that's another key component. I think that, you know, it's needed to have a successful and thriving athletic program. The next one I would cover is the coach and athlete relationship that, you know, we get so much talked about with that one. First of all, I'm just going to step out there and say, as coaches, especially coaches that who have families, we spend more time with your kids than we do our own. And one of the things that I tell my parents in our interest meeting is, I'm going to treat your child as if he is my own. That takes a lot of intentional bonding. For me, I have 100 boys on the track team. I can't intentionally bond with every single one of them every day. But I do try to make it a point to where, you know, we have some sort of communication throughout the week. Try to make sure I'm speaking and touching with all of them throughout the week. And genuinely asking them questions that have absolutely nothing to do with the sport. Mm-hmm. Like, really, how are you doing? And as coaches, we got to be willing to take the, oh, coach, I'm good, and that's it. But sometimes you're going to get the, oh, coach, I really need to talk. And you can't just sit there and listen, let it go in one ear out the other. You know, you got to really sit there and take in what they're saying and try to counsel them as best as you possibly can. But then the next part is follow back up on that. Really see how they're doing and following up on that. And the other part is, you know, a majority of my kids are dual sport athletes. And so one way of me showing intentional bonding is I'm showing up to the basketball games. I'm showing up to the football games. We don't have much of the spring sports crossover on track, but a lot of them either do a fall or win a sport, you know, showing up, checking how they're doing in wrestling and things of that nature. And so just not being there only for your sport, but also they love other sports as well. And so being there to cheer them on while they're doing something else that they really love.
I think hearing you say about asking a student athlete, hey, how are you doing? And not just a, hey, how you doing? And keep it moving. But right. Like, no, really, what's going on? How are you? Or you seem a little bit down today, or mm-hmm. you seem happy today. What's got you happy? What's got you down?
Oh yeah.
And really being there to hear that answer. And I'm excited to get in the podcast studio for next week's episode. One of our interns extraordinaire, Julie Wick, is going to be with us and talking about that impact that a coach can have on a student athlete. And given her real world experience about that, it's going to be a great episode.
I've been waiting. Julie has been coming up with some good jewels. I've been waiting to get her on, so I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah, but like I said, just being able to be there and be genuinely interested, and like you said, being able to follow back up. And with 100 kids for you, that's hard to do.
Right.
And, you know, we have 1,700 students here at Ridgeview right. High School. It's hard to intentionally bond and intentionally connect with every student athlete, but between, this is where I believe that we're all a team here within our mm-hmm. athletic department, with our staff here at Ridgeview High School, our administration, everybody here. I mean, just everybody that works here, being able to reach out and relate and connect with students. We can all do it if we are all on the same team, which again, we are yep. fortunate here at Ridgeview High School to be able to do that. And again, if we are genuinely interested. And as we wrap up this episode here, talk to us a little bit about what it's like to be a student athlete that's also interested in another student athlete, genuinely interested to try to help them achieve their goals and their dreams as a teammate.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm going to keep it on the track. We got 17 different events. And so you're going to have some times where the sprinters, jumpers, hurdlers, throwers, distance guys may not ever cross during a practice time, but what athletes being genuinely interested in each other looks like for me and on my team is for when the runners aren't on the track competing, they're at the thrower circles, cheering the throwers on. They're at the jump pit, cheering the jumpers on, and vice versa. To where, you know, you might not always train together every day. You might not always speak to each other every day, but we all represent View County and we have it across our chest. And every single time that we're somewhere else, we're celebrating each other. you know, we're cheering each other on. And then it doesn't go great all the time. And then so sometimes you need to be there to be a shoulder to lean on and cry on for your brother and sister. And that's intentional bonding on a team from athlete to athlete in my view.
Yeah. And I think track's a great example. Like you say, there's 17 different events, could be considered an individual sport in some nature, but also a team sport to be able to, I don't know, be a thrower and to be able to support a 4x8 team.
Yep.
That is out there running and vice versa, the 4x8 team to come over and support a thrower. That's the thing that I know for me as an elder statesman here, I'm getting older, don't have an opportunity to be able to play team sports anymore unless outside of a rec league.
Uh-huh.
But for our students and any student that's listening to this to take advantage of that opportunity to be genuinely interested in your teammates.
Yep.
Don't just show up and say, I don't want to be around so-and-so. They're getting on my nerves. I get it. It's a little bit of a family atmosphere.
You know, like brothers and sisters.
That's right. You're gonna rub some nerves every now and again. But be there, be with your teammates, let them be there for you, and realize that, goodness gracious, it's such a tight bond. You've used that word intentional bonding a lot today. It's such a tight bond between teammates, and the more that you're bonded, the more that the greater the experience is going to be for both of you, for everybody. And it's just, for me as an AD, to be able to see our coaches get along and reason things out.
Mm-hmm.
Our coaches relate and talk to our kids, and to watch our teammates or our kids work together with each other to raise the experience of everybody. It's a special place. And again, I know we keep hammering it home about Ridgeview being a special place, but just flat out is.
Yes. Hey, look here. It's there is a reason that the athletic department here is thriving the way it is. And it's a reason that all the coaches speak so highly, not only about their own individual sport that they're over, but the entire athletic program.
That's right. That's right. Well, I don't know about you, CP, but I want to keep it rolling, and I'm going to do my part, and you're going to do your part, and all of our coaches can do our part to keep it rolling and raising the experience of all of our kids. But again, just kind of maybe this lives in the land of the esoteric, as it were, just thinking about this genuine interest. So just challenging our listeners to maybe, even if you don't play sports, if you don't work in a school environment, you're listening to this, what are those relationships where you're not really genuinely interested? You're just kind of going through the motions. Are there those relationships you just want to improve a little bit,
right,
and just ramp up that genuine interest in somebody else to be able to say, hey, what are your goals? What are your dreams? What do you want to get out of this? Yeah, I'm going to keep moving. I want to help you just as you help me.
Yep.
And just watch that relationship get that much richer. Any final thoughts there, CP?
Hey, not at all, man. Regardless whether it's, like you just said, whether it's athletics or not, just make sure that you're being intentional with the bonding with the people around you, man. It's extremely important. As much as you might not believe it, you actually need it as well to be more intentional. So
that's right, CP. I love it. You're like a, yeah, you're just a, you're a wise man over there, CP. I love it. Well, we thank you for tuning in to this Next Level podcast. It's growing, y'all. It's growing. Meet us here next week for the great Julie Wick, USC intern. You'll learn about her story a little bit and her journey through sports. So we'll see you here next Monday on the Next Level podcast.